$3 million bond set for a man accused in the shooting deaths of two women in Canton. 46-year-old Daryl Washington was arraigned today in municipal court on aggravated murder and aggravated arson charges. Status conference slated for Tuesday. Police say Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager were found shot Sunday inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Canton is charged with aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice. He's being held on $2 million bond. 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton remains at large. She faces the same charges. Woman sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for the murder of a Canton man. 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry of Louisville pleaded guilty Monday in common pleas court to murder, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. Judge Taryn Heath handed down the sentence. 54-year-old Jerry Morris was found dead in Akron in August 2025. Police say he was beaten to death in Canton. Lowry's mother, 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry of Canton, is undergoing treatment at Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon. She pleaded not guilty to related charges. Stark County judge has sentenced a man to 6 to 9 years in prison for an attack on a 63-year-old man. Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett issued the punishment to 20-year-old Johnny Range of Canton after he pleaded guilty Thursday to a felonious assault charge. He was given credit for 54 days served. Canton police say Range assaulted the victim June 18th near Walnut Avenue and 9th Street Northeast. Range was originally charged with attempted murder. The Marlington School District projecting growing budget shortfalls. The Board of Education Thursday approved a 5-year financial forecast showing expenses rising faster than revenue. Property tax reform also expected to reduce district revenue through taxpayer credits, with an impact of nearly $1.6 million annually. Forecast shows roughly $490,000 in deficit spending next year, growing to nearly $5.8 million by 2031. Highway Patrol has cited a driver for improper passing after a crash involving an Amish horse-drawn buggy in Sugar Creek Township. The crash happened shortly after 4 Thursday afternoon on Route 62 south of Brewster. Troopers say the pickup driver crossed the double center line to pass, then sideswiped the buggy. The Amish woman on board was taken to Mercy Hospital. The horse was not injured. Data center rumors raising questions in Michelin Township with about 30 residents. Attending the trustees' meeting Thursday, the northwest corner of Route 62 and Broadway Avenue Northeast, including property bought by Massillon Energy and Technology Holdings, is rumored to be the site of a future data center. Township legal advisor Jim Matthews says residents and trustees have no legal standing in the matter. He suggested taking concerns to county commissioners and the Regional Planning Commission. And other business trustees approved vacating Sugar Alley near Paris Avenue Northeast. Police and families in Stark County now have another option for those experiencing a mental health or addiction crisis. The new $14 million Stark County Behavioral Health Urgent Care in Canton is now open on 13th Street Northwest. The 24-hour facility can provide crisis care instead of taking someone to a hospital, ER, or jail. It also houses the local 988 Crisis Lifeline Center. It's a partnership between Stark County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery and Coleman Health Services. A Sunday afternoon crash on I-77 in West Virginia has left a Carrollton man dead. The Wood County Sheriff's Office says 57-year-old Michael Walker was a pastor in an SUV that ran off the northbound lanes, overturned, and came to rest in the median. The driver, 56-year-old Wendy Walker, was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. No charges have been filed. The crash is under investigation. Portage County Grand Jury has indicted a Streetsboro man on charges of sexually abusing a child. 21-year-old Austin Putt is scheduled to be arraigned today in Common Pleas Court. He was indicted Monday on 2 counts of rape, 2 counts of gross sexual imposition. The alleged offenses involved a child under 13 and occurred between January 2019 and January 2022. A Salem man was among several victims targeted in a multinational fraud scheme that resulted in a federal prison sentence. 25-year-old Shreyas Chaudhary of India was sentenced Thursday to 109 months in order to pay more than $5.1 million in restitution. The FBI began investigating after the local man's bank reported suspicious withdrawals in November 2023. Investigators say the man received a fake Microsoft security alert, and after calling a number in the alert, he was persuaded to give up $72,000 through gift cards and cash. The FBI continued communicating with the suspects undercover and traced Chaudhary to India. Two co-conspirators also pleaded guilty and received prison and probation. Records from Columbiana County will soon have a new home in a secure archives facility in Lisbon. County Commissioner Tim Ginter says the $7.2 million project It's expected to reach substantial completion within the next 2 weeks. The building was delayed by a fire suppression system issue, which has now been resolved. The facility expected to open sometime next month.